Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rabbits and feeling spectacular. Making a killing like massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Right on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, it's a sign of your destiny real. Fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plugging the phone, drifting my zone. Painting the future when thinking alone. About when I'm grown, already blown. How'd I get best with it?
This is our shit, and we live. It matters, right? Because we live in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, it matters because we live in America.
Yeah, we can do anything we want because we're spoiled brats.
We're spoiled little brats in America.
Breakdown.
We're recording.
Hello. Hello, Drew.
Hello, Sharla. Welcome to the Not Safe for Work podcast. Thank you all.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. And thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you.
What's your week been like? It's Monday.
My week?
Yeah. What did you do this weekend?
I played in my band. I'm in a band and I played in it.
And you've been playing a lot.
Yeah.
What show? Where was it?
It was it doesn't matter.
What? Oh, okay, fine. It was in Chicago.
I'm in a band called The Limbos.
Listen to
them. Look it up.
You guys are getting like represented.
Yeah.
Is that exciting?
No.
Why?
Can I say it's not?
You can do because, whatever you want.
So here's the thing. Bands do their shit for a long time before they get big.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think that it's like an overnight thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? Well, I mean, that's
it's
what
not.
We see.
Like. That's what people see. Be like, all of a sudden, this band is here.
Uh-huh.
No, that's not the thing. I've been with this band for like we've been doing this shit for 8 years.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Jesus. Aren't your arms tired?
Yeah. My arms are real tired. I play drums. I'm real tired.
Yeah.
Got real tired arms.
What's the most sore part of your body the day after a show?
After drumming?
Yeah. Your back?
My balls.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Because I rock my nuts off?
Yeah. Because I have to rock my nuts off. So I have to detach my balls then put them back on after.
And that hurts.
And that is the worst time. My wrist.
Oh, really?
It's all in the wrist.
Oh, cool.
And my shoulder. But that's
the hurt one?
Yeah, the hurt one.
Yeah.
But that one, but it's more in the wrist. Anyway.
That's really interesting.
It's just, it's a muscle memory. It's not even, because it's not real until it's real. So it's like, yeah, okay, you want to represent us? Great.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to pay shit? Great. Do your fucking thing, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. But I'm just doing this for fun. I've been doing this for fun for 8 years. I don't
give a
shit.
But now you're, like, playing a lot more than usual, right?
Not really.
Oh, no?
No. This last time we had to do, or we did, we say we had to do. For a drummer, it's like, fuck. I got to get my fucking shit to this place.
Ugh.
It's a nightmare. It's like moving.
You guys need a band van.
Yeah.
You need a van.
Yeah, we need a band van. That's what I'm hoping that these guys will just give us a band van.
A van and a garage.
Yeah. They don't. So yeah, it's more of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Than anything.
Yeah.
And it's been more of a pain in the ass. I like to play. It's fun.
I'd like to think that you get famous and the whole time you're like, it's still a pain in the ass. I mean, the money's great, but fuck, I'm tired.
You know what? Actually, you know, here's my thing. If I was getting famous, if for some fucking miracle there was some famous thing that happened with our band,
mm-hmm.
the thing that I would love the most is not the money.
Uh-huh.
And I love money.
Who doesn't?
It would be, I would get a roadie. I would get someone who fucking sets up my drums.
Yeah.
That's it. Dude, then I just bring my sticks.
Yeah.
Ah.
Just show up.
Just show the fuck up.
That's nice. That sounds
nice.
And
that's all. That's my job, is I show up.
And play drums.
And
for
I was
a
like, and I'm like, ting ting clang 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 ting ting tang ting ting, and I just hit the things.
A drum caddy.
I need a drum caddy. Yep, that's what roadies are. But you know what?
One day, maybe.
One day,
maybe,
or
maybe
not. Or not. Probably not. Most likely not.
Most likely not. But there's still a good chance.
But hey, you know, hey, you listeners out there, there's a band. Our new album comes out April 6th.
Hey, that's very soon.
Yeah.
I will probably, soon. I didn't buy the last one, the one before that I had, and I'll probably buy the new one.
I mean, you actually don't even have to buy it. You can just get on fucking Spotify and just listen to it. And I know that's weird, but yeah, buy sure. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't care.
But you could also listen to it.
Great.
On Spotify.
Well, guys.
Anyway.
Listen to the show, but also listen to the Limbos, because that's a for real thing.
Yeah, that is it?
It is.
No, it is.
People don't pay to listen to our garbage talk.
No. Please don't. Please don't.
Okay.
Sharla.
Yes?
What the fuck
are
we doing today?
Today?
Yeah.
I want to talk about the lovely, innocent, beautiful world of overdosing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ODing? Ever come close to ODing?
No.
Me neither.
No, I haven't. I mean, I've.
Have you ever had to help someone that you thought might be in trouble, and then you're like, "Nah, you're good, bro."
I think so.
But you were also fucked up, so who knows?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I was on acid at the time, and the dude was on just straight up fucking heroin.
Oh God.
Heroin. Like all the way.
All the way on heroin?
Yeah, just all the way on it.
I don't know.
But his friend like took it away. He took that responsibility away from me at that time. So I was just kind of like,
oh,
because I was like, is this real?
Yeah.
Because I was you're on acid.
Is this real?
Is this real?
Oh God. That's terrifying.
I was like, dude, are you fucking with me? I can't tell if he's fucking with me. But if I was not on acid, I would be like, oh no, call the ambulance like immediately. Yeah. Like,
it's not your responsibility on acid.
It's not my responsibility on acid. I'm in another realm.
Yeah.
It's another realm thing.
Guys, like, I can't do anything. I'm in another realm. Please understand.
Yeah, please understand. Bye.
How about we start with just for the public to know, four deadly drug combinations that you should never do.
Four deadly. So there's four different drug combinations that you should never do?
Yeah.
Not there's like four drugs that you should never do at the same time.
Oh, the ultimate time. time bomb, death bomb.
Yeah, the death bomb drug.
There's four. So the first one. What's that? Patrick Hale is here again. Not on the show, but definitely helping out.
I'm going to say the number one combo that kills, like the highest death rate.
This doesn't really say. Let's see. What did they lead this off with? Certain drugs can cause dangerous interactions when taken together, but some people either don't take the threat seriously or they're simply uneducated when it comes to specific chemicals and substances. With that in mind, we've listed few deadly drug combos that are killing thousands of people every year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I guess these are just like the top four that do it.
Okay.
Cocktails.
I'm going to say or not in any order.
Nah.
Just one of them has to be just like straight up booze and pills. Booze and pills.
Yes. Yes, you are correct. And more specifically, benzos. So things like Xanax, Valium, or Klonopin with alcohol.
Yeah.
You're dead.
You're dead, son.
Have you ever mixed those?
I have.
I have too.
Yeah, but like.
But not a deadly combination.
Not a deadly.
I don't think so.
Not in a deadly amount.
Like a half and a bottle of beer or something.
Obviously not in a deadly amount. But I mean, those, I could see that being like someone just being super fucked up already on alcohol. And then just being like, take this, it'll make you feel better.
Yeah, dead.
And And then you're like, yeah, I want to feel better even more.
Yeah.
And then you're like, click, tic-tac him.
And then
your just your heart just stops beating. Cause
is that what happens? Yeah, it's a slow fade? I don't know.
I assume so, because you're on two super downers.
So that is respiratory distress, liver failure, and then death.
And you're dead.
Nicely done, Drew. What are the three others?
Was that the number one?
It was number two.
Oh, okay. So what's the number one? I would say maybe it's a, or I don't want to say it's number one, but yeah. there's a weird one, and I think we talked about it before, of like ecstasy and too much water.
Not water, but uh-huh. You're so good at this. Ecstasy and antidepressants.
Oh, shit.
Right? Isn't that good to know?
Damn.
I feel like a lot of people take antidepressants,
too. So someone is,
too.
Like, already... Fuck.
Yeah. So if you're unaware of the interaction, you might think you haven't taken enough ecstasy to kick in because you're antidepressants. So you take more and more to get that euphoric feeling.
And then you just... Your heart stops beating.
You get a serotonin syndrome that can become a lifelong
thing.
Yes.
Like you can't produce more serotonin, or your serotonin, wherever that is produced, just stops working.
So most antidepressants, they raise the serotonin, but like ecstasy, tramadol, and other few substances, when levels get too high, serious complications can occur. Shock, severe hypertension, stroke, and coma can happen within minutes.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Because your heart's just like, yes!
Yeah.
Yes! This is the end! Finally!
Yeah. What a way to go.
Basically, your heart is like, finally.
Finally.
I'm tired of being the slave of this fucking garbage.
Your last thought is like, God, this carpet feels nice. You're done.
You're done. And your heart, if it was sentient by itself, would be like, it would close its eyes and say, finally, aww. I don't have to beat anymore. I've
so
been
tired.
Working so hard all the time.
Nobody cares.
And no one cares about me. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.
The heart's super dramatic. He's like,
yeah.
Goodbye, world.
He's got a beret
on. No one cares about me. No one loves me.
It like throws its black cape over its shoulder. It's the last movement. You're doing really well. I'm going to give you 2 out of 4, and we got 2 more to go.
We got 2 more to go?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm spitting it out.
Uh-huh.
Combinations, I'm going to say like, it seems like all of them are with a prescription.
These other two, I know one is definitely not, doesn't have a prescription in it. They're two just like drugs that you shouldn't put together. And then the other one is prescription.
Yeah. I'm going to say like Adderall and cocaine.
Cocaine is one, heroin and cocaine.
Heroin and cocaine?
Mm-hmm. Together.
It seemed like you'd balance it out.
Well, that's what it says. A lot of people mistakenly think that this would be a safe combo because the drugs cancel each other out. But mixing alcohol, like mixing alcohol with cocaine. But the truth is, effects produced by this drug combo make it feel like they cancel one each other out, canceling each other out.
They yeah, like in the brain.
Easily become unaware of your true opiate or cocaine levels, which just leads to accidental overdose.
Yeah, you're just like...
You think everything's good.
Everything's fine. And then I feel great.
Yeah.
Let's do more of it.
Yeah. I don't feel nearly as crazy as I thought I would.
I'm here.
I feel fucking great.
I feel here, you know?
Let's take it till we have to go to work tomorrow.
Let's take it to the next level, bruh.
Bruh?
Because I feel here, and I want to feel more here.
I want to go there.
I want to go there, though.
And I want you to go there with me.
But then still have 1 foot over here.
Yeah. You're done.
You're done. Dead.
What's that heart feel like?
I mean, you don't feel that.
No.
The heart's just like, No, the heart goes, I'm sorry, what? No, no, no. Oh, I don't know. And then just walks away.
Your heart gets out of your body.
The heart's like.
Gets into its Lincoln.
Just go. See you later.
I like picturing these little heart characters.
Yeah, the little hearts. Like, how? What's your heart doing during this shit?
Yeah. It's being dramatic. It's mm-hmm. leaving the door. Okay. The last one, and I don't... they just call it Gray Death. It's a fairly new combo. Contains heroin, fentanyl, carfentanil.
Oh, carfentanil.
Do you know that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted
it to... resembles concrete or gravel, and it's sold on the streets for $10 to $20.
Tight.
Yeah. Tight. This cocktail's so lethal, it can kill you instantly, no matter your tolerance to opiates.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel good. Does you know it feel fucking good? But does it feel fucking good? It's does it make my dick hard?
Probably no. So it's popular around the Gulf Coast, Georgia, and Ohio.
So it's so it's just like a fucking, it's just like, hey, let's make a...
They combined all shit. These things and they sell it, and it looks like fucking gravel, and it's got all those things I mentioned before in it.
Oh, sure.
It can kill you instantly.
So it's like that crocodile?
What?
Oh, girl.
Yes?
Oh, my girl.
Crocodile?
Have you looked up this shit? Crocodile?
No.
So it's this... You know what? I'm going to save this.
Whoa. Do you want to do a whole thing on it?
This needs to be another... This has to be a whole different episode.
Next episode. Done.
It has to be about crocodile. And I know normally you surprise me with the subject.
I can't wait.
But we can do crocodile. We could do crocodile next week. Because it is a whole... Don't even look it up.
I just did.
Don't even look it up right now.
Okay. I'll stop. Ooh, I'm excited.
Oh. It's... Ooh. It's...
Guys, don't look it up. You save that search for next week. Don't.
Or look it up
and send us
there,
all the questions.
There are... Oh. It's a...
I'm pumped.
It's a mess.
Okay, I've never heard about it.
And it's, of course, originates from Russia.
God,
it is a Russian... They're like, oh, heroin? You funny. Oh, heroin is like daffodils. Or whatever.
You try crocodile.
Heroin is like smelling daffodils compared to crocodile. Hey, I rhyme. I'm funny, Russian.
I'm funny, okay.
And I'm dead.
No. Why haven't I heard of it? Is it new? Am I just...
It's fairly new. It's just like there's not... I don't know why you haven't heard of it. I don't know what, or I don't, because it's not like huge in the news. Like no one is, because it's not a huge thing in the U.S.
Yet. Till next week.
Till
when we start talking about
tomorrow.
It.
Tomorrow.
And try it.
It's probably going to be tomorrow.
It's going to be tomorrow. I mean, it's going to drop.
Well, it's like kind of the same, it's that same version of what you're talking, that gravel.
Yeah.
The cement garbage.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. But worse.
Oh,
but
shit.
Like way worse.
Jesus Christ.
Because it doesn't kill you.
Oh, no.
Right away. That's like this stuff where it's like, oh, no, we just want to die. Like,
oh,
no, we want to get fucked up and then die from it.
It puts you in like a state
Russians,
that you live in forever.
No, they don't want to die from it. They're just like, no, I put the blood into the. And I want my bones to show to the air, okay?
Oh, fuck.
I am Russian man! Pound chest!
Okay.
Well, let's do that next week.
Great.
Because that's a whole other fucking world of shit.
I can't wait. Okay. Patrick, did you... I feel like you're holding on to something. What is this? One son, 4 overdoses, 6 hours... Good God.
Did someone do that?
The first time Patrick Griffin overdosed one afternoon in May, he was still breathing when his father and sister found him on the floor around 1:30. He came to, was in a foul mood, and was starting to fight with his father, who was fed up with his heroin and fentanyl.
Was his heroin and fentanyl bullshit?
Yeah. Patrick, 34, feeling morose and nauseated, lashed out. He sliced a love seat with a knife, smashed a glass bowl, and kicked a broken table and threatened to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
Then after 3 o'clock, he went into the bathroom and overdosed again. God. He fell limp, turned blue, and lost consciousness. Mm-hmm. The dad, I'm sure, still fucking pissed, dialed 911, like, angrily.
Like, God damn it.
Fucking not. Beep, beep, beep. Throughout the afternoon, his parents, who are divorced, tried to persuade Patrick to go into treatment while he was coming off of his overdose. His father said he couldn't live with it anymore. And then around 4 p.m., an hour later, Patrick slipped away and shot up a third time, and he overdosed again. The emergency workers came back.
I'm going to hand it to him on this one.
Because he's a part.
Like the second one, you're like, dude, chill out.
Right.
But like the third one?
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. That's kind of... That's kind of rock and roll.
It's kind of rock and roll, bro.
That's kind of fucking rock and roll. Who can do that? You know what I mean?
So they came back and revived him again. They took him out of the hospital. Mm-hmm. They wanted to, but he checked himself out because he was feeling so good. Mm-hmm. Around 7:30, he overdosed a fourth time in 6 hours. It was his number four.
That was number four in 6 hours.
His mother tried to pump his chest to no avail, feared he was dead again. Rescue workers came back. Gave him 3 doses of Narcan to bring him back.
Sure.
And at that point, the ambulance took him to the hospital under police escort, and his parents had him involuntarily admitted. What? His heart must be like a fucking
This is a mutant.
He's a mutant. And kind of a rock and roll.
I mean, he's like a fucking rock and roll mutant. Like, that's... I get that it's like fucked up, but I'm very impressed with that.
And he wasn't a young buck. He was a 34-year-old man.
He's 34, man. I don't give a fuck.
Could you imagine being that dad? God, I would be so fucking mad. I wouldn't even be saddened again if I thought he was dead a second time. You're like, no, fuck it. Let it. I don't know.
You know, I just let him. No, we can't because I'm his dad. Fuck.
Fuck.
But like, fuck him, though.
Yeah.
He's doing it now.
911. Hey, do you want to hear a story that'll make you very angry?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's an overdose story.
Yeah, yeah.
You ready?
I like those, the ones that make me angry.
When I tried smoking weed while drunk, I was at a house party and I had about 8 drinks. Then my friend hands me a joint and we smoke. About halfway through smoking, my memory gets hazy. I was slurring my words and stumbling around the house. After an hour, I got the spins really bad and walked to the bathroom to puke. I spent the next 4 hours dry heaving in the toilet, and all I remember was my phone alarm going off. I was still really intoxicated. Only made it through half my shift because my boss asked if I wanted to go home because I looked sick. This was someone's overdosing story on Reddit.
That... Whoever wrote that is a fucking genius. Because that...
Is he trolling? Is he trying to get...
I mean, I hope so. And I'm really sure.
I kind of think so too now.
It's just like, oh man, one time I just like had like 8 drinks or whatever. On an overdosing story, you better get your shit together. And this guy says that? Genius.
Genius.
Fucking
hilarious.
Genius.
What a jokester.
What's the Reddit name on it?
R Drugs. What's the worst overdose story you have?
Oh, this is on R Drugs?
Yeah.
No, this guy's a genius. What's his name? He needs to be called out.
Because
he's a genius. He's not. He's a troll. That has to be a troll.
The Aerospace Man.
Yeah, he must
Thank
be.
You. Thank you, the Aerospace Man.
We'd like to dedicate this episode to the Aerospace
Man. Who had some drinks and got high a little and threw up some.
And his boss said to go home because he looked sick.
And his boss, because he was at work.
Yeah, if you went to work, you ain't got nothing on this Patrick, dude.
And after that, I couldn't even finish my shift at work that I was already at.
Yes.
Yeah. Good job.
The last story, because the guy that posted that question on Reddit, his thing was he had 12 Xanax, thought it would be fun to
That's
take.
That's too much. You should die already. You should be dead already.
I guess that's it. He woke up in a hospital with a diaper on. Yeah, he didn't need any more. After he was in an 8-day coma, his mouth was paralyzed for the rest of the day, but then it went away. And then he has a second OD story where he took 2,300 milligrams of DXM. What's that?
Ooh, boy. So DXM is... So it's the thing, it's the chemical that is in Robitussin.
Oh. That makes you Robo-trip?
Yep, so that's the Robo-trip. But if you took that amount...
2,300 milligrams.
I don't know what...
what that looks like?
I don't know how you would be able to take that much... Unless someone just like pared it down to just DXM.
Yeah, and then his blood pressure when he woke up in the hospital was 220 over 185. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
That's higher than mine.
Yeah. And that's got to be real high.
Yeah.
Since then, I've stopped using drugs.
Christ.
So.
Well, that'd be a hell of a trip, though, too. Phew-y. Right.
Last I don't know. Sorry, incoming.
Everyone,
please. Thanks for Patrick. Rapper Andre Johnson cut off his penis and testicles and jumped out of a second floor apartment window, high on PCP. Damn PCP. 40-year-old allegedly attempted suicide and somehow survived the harrowing incident.
He survived it.
And he won't be getting his shit back.
That's too bad. Yes.
Oh, God.
Nope. He.
Angel dust has been at the center of crimes for cannibalism, decapitation, and a lot more.
Oh. Yeah, there's just been a... I mean, PCP, like, that's like the... So, like, if all drugs, like, got in a fight, like, if you could personify all drugs...
I'd watch that.
I mean, PCP would win any fight.
Really? Out of anything else?
Oh,
it just makes you a monster.
it does things to your body. Like you will be dead before your brain thinks that you are. That's how like fucked up PCP is.
I like the way you put that.
Like dudes would get shot and be like, "No, the dude's dead. Your heart is not beating anymore." But you're like running straight up on PCP.
This just
like people just be like, nope, yeah. Not done.
Still partying.
Don't need any of the things.
Yeah.
And then, but then it died. But then
another guy, Houston PCP, took his eye out with a plastic fork.
Mm-hmm.
Another lady.
Because he's like on a dare probably. Oh. And not even someone else daring. He dared himself. He's like, I dare me to take my eye out with the spoon, bitch. And everyone's like, no, don't do that. And he's like, not accepted. Challenge accepted by me.
No one said that.
Plork.
God. This other lady set herself on fire, and she was so high, she just stood there while on fire.
Yeah, just like hanging out.
Just hanging out. She's like, drinking her beer.
Nice. This is nice.
I feel something, finally. This is nice.
Finally, this is nice.
This other dude beat, murdered, and burned his girlfriend. When cops arrived, he had blood all over his clothes and cuts on his body. He said he was high and had no recollection of the crime.
Guys, I am so high right now. Oh, man. Woo!
Oh, God. This other dude ate his child's left eye out.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. What the fuck?
Probably because he dared himself to do it.
Oh, what?
It's like, I dare you to... Eat your kid's eye out.
What'd you say, honey?
Nothing. I dare you to eat your kid's eye out.
Honey, dinner's almost ready. Just
yeah, I'll be there in a second. You dare me? Yeah, I fucking dare you. No, I don't know. I don't know about that. No, I fucking dare you right now. Go eat your kid's eye out. Are you a pussy? I'm no pussy. Yeah, you're a pussy, but... Only pussies don't eat their fucking kids' eyes out. That's true. I never thought of it that way.
Saying it all in a mirror.
Yeah, he's just like just Lord of the Rings, straight up Gollum, golleming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think PCP is like the One Ring. maybe it's it must be great.
It must. You must feel
like it must be fucking
top of the world.
Amazing. Man, that's the one thing I've done. I've tried a lot of shit in my days. I have not tried PCP, and I kind of regret it.
I think you're okay.
I mean, I'm glad I didn't. But I think PCP is like the ultimate. Like, if you're about to, like, go down in a hail of gunfire for whatever reason, where you're just like, nope, like, I'm surrounded by the villains. Like, everyone is a villain except for you when you're on PCP, right? Yeah, and you could just be like, blah, blah, I could shoot myself, I don't care, and I'll also shoot you. And like, just to fuck with people, you'd be like, oh yeah, I'm shooting these guys, but also, watch this, bam! And I'm still up. Wappa, wappa, wappa.
Last guy, this was also an up and coming rapper. He was found guilty of murdering a 21-year-old Tynisha inside an LA apartment. They got high on PCP together, and according to the victim's boyfriend, she was found with her chest cavity torn open, a blade lodged into her shoulder, organs removed, teeth marks were found on her lungs and face, and this rapper dude was found naked walking down the street, chewing on her flesh. Ugh. Fucking what?
Can I just point out, none of these are overdose stories.
These are not overdose stories. These are just PCP. No,
the dude survived most of these.
Don't do PCP.
Oh, man.
Unless you need to go out and do it in a ball of fire.
Unless you're like, this is it.
This is it.
It's just me.
This is how I want to be remembered.
Like, this is like PCP should only be used. Literally, it should only be used if you're surrounded by zombies.
Ooh, yeah.
You're the only one left.
There you go.
Like, that's when it should be like, yeah, you want to eat me, motherfucker? Well, I want to eat you too. And you just fucking.
And then the zombies get the PCP.
They're eating. They're like eating your fucking intestines. You're like, no, give me your fucking intestines, bitch.
It's just an infinity of organs.
Like, you're just eating their brains and punching through their faces and just. Yeah, that would be the way to go.
Well, he thought the world was ending. The guy that killed this Tanisha girl, and he needed to find the devil, kill the devil before the world ended.
I mean,
so
that's,
his actions make sense now.
Honorable.
They make a lot of sense now, and I'm not even mad.
I mean, that's an honorable. That's some dark work, but it's honorable.
That's some dark work, but fuck, I respect it now. Now that
but
I know.
God damn it, do I respect that shit?
So.
Sorry, lady who got her intestines eaten by.
And teeth marks on your lungs.
A rapper. Oh boy.
Oh, bath salts, sure.
Yeah.
Bath salts are terrible.
I mean, that's what it is. That's what PCP is.
A lot of face eating.
Right? It's the same thing.
A man takes shrooms and rips his penis off in a middle school.
That's not true. Takes shrooms?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Took six ambulances? He wasn't just on shrooms.
Oh, no. No, no. If you take shrooms, you...
A lot of cutting
penises. Here's the thing. It's a lot of fun. And if you take shrooms and you're just a normal person, the worst that happens is you understand everything in the universe.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's the worst thing that happens.
What else was he on?
The
meth? Meth and shrooms?
He was already wanting to do that,
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like, well, like shrooms are just like, he was like taking all the shit. He's like, nah. I don't know, shrooms or whatever. I don't care. Just, I'm going to cut my dick off and I'm going to cut my dick off in front of people. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, get shrooms. Sure. Fine.
This headline is funny. Man kills girlfriend after taking all the meth.
Is that a fucking BuzzFeed article or something?
No, I don't know.
Like, all them up.
Ranker.com. Yeah. Man watches himself overdose on bath salts. These are great.
Yeah, they're fun.
Still, they don't die. Good Lord.
No one dies. No one dies from these.
What's Flacca?
What's Flacca?
Yeah. Man high on Flacca says he's Thor, has sex with tree.
Yeah. I mean, it's a... yeah.
Look at this dude.
Yeah. I mean, he looks real rough. He looks gorgeous. I mean, yeah, we Thank have you. All these like articles. Those are great. But I think we gotta bring the segment in our new segment. It's our new segment. It's our new segment. It'll be a different song every time.
This week.
But this week it is. Everything is garbage and nothing matters. Yeah!
What happened this week, Drew?
Welcome to Everything is Garbage and Nothing Matters. .com. there's some fun ones. It was a hard week.
Because though,
with this one, because of, well, April Fool's Day.
Oh, did you get caught in any clickbait?
I tried not to. I knew that would be happening.
Smart.
So I tried to like see if it was like a legit one. Every time I looked at it, there were a few that I was like, "Oh, is this a no? This is it." One of the ones. I'll do one that actually was an April Fool's joke. It's so just to like
okay
show you how hard it is to like find these. Theater goer attacks Roman soldier in a bid to rescue Jesus from being crucified. In a live thing. Man, I was like, come on.
Please.
Please be real. It isn't.
Damn it.
It's not real. It was an April Fool's headline. But good job.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote that.
Yeah.
So I have, but there are a few. There are a couple here
that are real.
Yeah, there are some real ones. Hold on, I gotta sort it.
Everything is garbage and nothing matters. Yeah,
nothing matters. Yeah, oh yeah. these ones. So I'll start with a few that are like just kind of funny. They're just kind of funny. Like the why should this be news?
Right.
Spaniard raised by wolves, disappointed with human life.
How do they know? What are you talking about?
I'll let you know. the whole thing. So this guy claims that he was raised by wolves. This is again, this isn't April Fool's or the
onion. Oh, Spaniard, not a spaniel.
A Spaniard.
Okay, I heard.
Sorry, a Spanish man.
Excuse me, I totally thought Cocker Spaniel. Cocker Spaniel interviewed, not happy.
A Cocker Spaniel doesn't like humans after being raised with wolves.
Okay.
So this guy, So raised with wolves is like, that's loose. It's loose.
Yeah.
On this guy. But his happiest memories were of his childhood with the wolves. The wolf cubs accepted him. Okay. Everything just like
happened?
He was a kid. So the whole thing
away?
Is like this. No, he didn't run away or anything. He was raised actually by human beings.
I see. Alongside.
He's an old guy.
Now.
So basically all this. So they have this whole article. And I read through it. And basically all it is just this old Spanish guy. This old Spanish guy. And I almost tipped off.
Yeah. Oh boy.
This old Spanish guy had. He just like grew up in the wilderness. And like hung out with like wolves sometimes when he was a kid, went out into the woods.
Yeah, played with them and then went back home.
And then he's like, I'm disappointed with humans. Like, shut the fuck up, you old garbage piece of shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
fuck you. Mm-hmm. You old Spanish fucking Marcos Rodriguez. Fuck you, Marcos Rodriguez. I don't give a fuck. You 17-year-old fuck.
Yeah.
You old man. Fuck you. Like, what the fuck?
What are you talking about? You're disappointed.
But he does. And there's a whole article. Also, the person who wrote the article, fuck you, too.
Yes, for thinking this is...
For being like, man, like, this guy is disappointed. And
oh, my God, boss, I've got a lead. I've got a lead. I've got a great story. Please let me do this. Please.
Yeah. That's it. And that's this is like, stupid. This is from a Spanish... This is translated into English, so maybe I got it wrong.
I'm still disappointed.
But I don't think so. But it is like a Spanish or from a Spaniard news thing.
Uh-huh.
El País. Or whatever the fuck it is. But basically, fuck you whoever wrote it and fuck this old Spaniard man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I don't like him. Shut up. You ready for the next one?
Yeah, yes.
This is great. This is so great. DMX. Mm. You familiar with DMX?
We in a restaurant.
So DMX, if you don't know, has some tax issues.
Oh, I think I did know this.
Some tax avoidance issues.
Well, come on. You had all the money at one point.
Mm-hmm.
He just
didn't know.
Grown ass man.
He's like, huh. Oh wait, I owe $1.7 million to the government.
What y'all talking about? What you talking about?
Okay, DMX, you can't rap your way out of this one.
Oh.
Shut up.
Can he not?
You shut up.
It's funny you say that.
Shut up.
Because here's the title of the, or here's the headline. DMX's lawyers are going to play his songs in court to sway judge during sentencing.
How? What? Mm-hmm. Is the judge his daddy?
No. Let that sink in for a second.
I don't understand how that would help, unless he started writing ballads.
I mean, you don't think it would help to, like, hear his lyrics and to, like, really get to know him?
That would hurt more than anything.
Yeah. You think?
Has it already happened?
No, it hasn't.
Oh,
but
God.
But DMX thinks it will.
Oh,
and so does his fucking lawyer.
What? Fire the lawyer immediately.
So the prosecution is seeking a 5-year prison sentence for a $1.7 million fucking
tax. Oh, that's easy.
Thing.
Go spend your time.
Easy.
5 years?
And your DMX.
Come on.
You'll be fine in prison.
You'll be fine. You'll probably get out early.
Easy. According to court documents made public on Monday, DMX's legal team has a unique plan. Attorney Murray Richman. I don't give a fuck about... I don't care his name. I shouldn't... Who cares what his name? His lawyer.
You gave him power by saying his
I know.
Name.
Fuck you. His lawyer said that... Excuse me. He plans... He plans to play a few of DMX's songs at Thursday's sentencing so that the judge will understand him, quote, understand him genuinely in his voice, end quote.
Stupid.
He explains that DMX may be too emotional to speak.
His raps.
It is
are going to be like, I didn't know. The paperwork was confusing. Jargon. I don't
quote.
Know.
This is a quote. So he says, it is raw, Earl. He says, we're not here or desirous of molding him into what some may want to see. Earl is uniquely him. This is raw Earl. Oh, by the way, DMX's real name is Earl.
So. You deserve 5 years in prison for covering that up.
Just be like Earl.
just be real Earl.
Just be real Earl. Yeah, so that's a thing.
They can't possibly allow that, right?
Oh, I'm sure not. I mean, they...
Terrible.
Well, they can do any... Because they're using it as their, like, final defense.
Right. That's the only thing they got.
Because they can't... like he absolutely is guilty of not paying almost $2 million
in
taxes.
Very provable.
It's the most provable thing that you could do.
Yes.
It's just a matter of sentencing now. So it's like, yo, judge, like check out this shit and just like feel it,
just
dude.
Feel it, dude.
Judge, dog.
Hey, judge, my dog.
Judge, dog, my bro. Just feel it.
It's just a promotion.
No,
move.
Just any of them. It's just any of them. Here's another funny one.
Ugh. Gross.
Just a really funny one.
Uh-huh.
It's our little Kiwi friends, our New Zealand friends.
Ah, great. Wait.
Great.
Right.
Great. Yeah. Yes.
Some Kiwi news. Excellent.
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 So New Zealand. So here's the headline. New Zealand says it would expel Russian spies, but it can't find any.
Aw, you're so cute. Oh, New Zealanders are so precious.
I love them.
They're so sweet. We can't. So well, the whole we've thing, been looking.
The whole thing is they're like, yes, we'll absolutely get rid of these Russian spies. No problem. Get rid of them. We'll kick them right out of the country.
Well, great. Round them up.
But here's the problem.
Oh, yeah?
We don't know where they are.
Oh, that is a problem, isn't it? abandon. Abandon mission.
Get rid of them is what we say. We don't. Who knows?
It's so good, though.
We apologize for our New Zealand listeners if we did your accent
correctly. No,
apologies.
Yeah, well, the voice. But we did God it okay. Bless, are you the sweetest people.
That's from The Guardian. That's it. They were just like, yeah, this is news. This is on The Guardian.
Really?
Yeah.
That's strange.
They're just like.
They must have had nothing else.
We're fucked. Yep. Yes, we agree. Russian spies are bad.
Right.
So where are they?
Yeah.
Because we'll get them and we'll send them away. But we don't know where they are. It's cute.
That's super cute.
That's not even like, I love that. I love them. But here's the bullshit one of the bullshit ones.
Oh, great.
You ready for this bullshit one of bullshit ones?
Kind of. The DMX thing still got me riled up.
The DMX thing is kind of still hilarious, though, compared to this.
Okay. Uh-oh.
The DMX one is just like, what?
Yeah.
You want them to listen? Okay, buddy. No, you go to jail. Bye. Easy. This is a real thing. Vatican to hold exorcist training course after rise in possessions. Mm. Say no joke. Charlotte, look at me. Look at me in the eyes.
Okay.
This ain't no joke. More than ever on this earth, there are
what a fucking
more
stupid
demons than ever.
Reason to get. They just need money. They're like, oh, we need funding.
Do
for
they?
This. No, they fucking don't. They're the goddamn Vatican.
Do they, Charlotte?
God damn it.
Is it, do they need more funding? Or do they need like more, do they need like more attention? Or.
All of it. All of it. They want all the money, all the attention, all the tax-free bullshit.
Or look at me. Are there just straight up more demons coming from hell to possess people? Charlotte, answer my question. Are there straight up more demons coming from hell to possess people?
Yes.
I'll ask you this.
I hope so.
Is it just that there's like more gays coming out and they're okay with that? Or is it like,
yes.
Or there's just like people being more free and not religious?
Okay, you said demons. I got what you're saying.
Or are there more fucking demons possessing motherfuckers?
I haven't seen them. I don't know where those news stories are.
I'll tell you where I've seen the demons.
Please.
Okay.
Santa Clarita Diet. I hate that show.
That show has become garbage.
Drew Barrymore is a fucking piece of shit. And I hate her acting. Her acting looks like acting. Go fuck yourself, Drew Barrymore.
Oh, yeah, no, she's like...
Sorry.
She's phoning it in always. She didn't phone it in on E.T., though.
No,
E.T.
was she was real. Adorable in the best. That's the best E.T. movie.
Was fucking
That's fucking dope, real.
And
yes.
I think E.T. actually phoned it in on that movie. Get
dad
it?
Dad jokes. Drew's got dad jokes.
But no,
got
let's
dad
get,
jokes.
But let's get serious
I don't
about
want...
demons.
Okay.
And where the demons are in this world right now. And how there's more demons and where they are.
Than ever before that they
ever
need
before.
Classes.
Let's talk about it.
I hope there's online classes.
There isn't. But yeah. they are calling right now. A pastoral emergency.
That's so cute. A pastoral emergency.
It's a pastoral emergency. They're saying.
What's that?
That was a demon.
That was a demon.
That was, the thing is a demon. Example. according to a priest from Sicily, the number of people in Italy claiming to be possessed has tripled.
Really?
To 500,000 a year.
No, they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
It's the PCP.
But let's talk about what's PCP made of. No one knows.
Demon dust.
No one knows what PCP is.
Is that
nobody
real?
On earth.
Yes. Oh, okay. Sorry. God, I'm so gullible. I hate myself.
And an Irish priest has said demand for exorcism has risen exponentially. So that's why they're doing it.
In Italy, it has?
No, just... Sorry. This was according to a priest from Sicily. The number of people claiming in the world...
Has tripled. Have you ever seen an ecstasy? Or I'm sorry, God.
I have seen an ecstasy, but I've never seen an exorcism in real life.
Exorcism.
No, because I'm not Catholic, and I...
They're real interesting to watch.
Whoa. Fucking
no, not
Charlotte?
Not live.
Oh.
Just like YouTube, a child and a priest exorcism. You don't think like a child could fake it that much, but like they must be, because that's not real.
I mean,
or it's a mental disability or disease.
Yeah,
or,
it's not none.
And the parents have
well, here's
buried
the, thing.
The idea of.
That's not where the demons are, and this is where my problem is like that's not where the demons are. They're not the little kids being like, I'm throwing up fucking pea soup, bitch. You fuck my pussy, you fucking cunt. Like that's not where the demons are.
Where are they?
The demons are with the tiny, like the tiny little fucking things in everyday life that those are it's those little tiny things. It's like move over when you're on an escalator, like move over to the right. And the people who don't, those are demons, possessed by demons. You know what I mean? So, okay, like when you're walking down the street.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to go to work.
And there's a double stroller.
Yeah. Both of them. Both of the children in that thing.
Are demons.
And the mother of them. Or the father, maybe.
Probably.
Maybe both. But one of... Someone's a demon in there.
Demon family.
Someone is possessed by a demon in there. Somebody is. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like the person who like walks, who doesn't know how to go through a revolving door and stops right at the end of it
uh-huh.
or goes too slow through one or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Demon.
Or, yeah.
Like that's how because the devil's smart. He's not going to be fucking. He's not an idiot.
He's not going to make a
he's
spectacle.
He's going to fuck with everyone just a tiny little bit.
Okay.
This is how the devil works.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Oh, I know who the devils are at my job.
Yeah, they're where's the devil?
They're the people that reply when I say thank you on a G-chat, and they reply NP in all caps with a smiley face. Demons.
Demons. Fucking demons.
Got it. I'm going to take one of these classes.
And anyone who says ASAP?
who says
they're not
it.
Completely taken over, because the devil's gotten real smart about it. Because I think it's the real dumb demons that actually do the possessing of like demons. That need an exorcist.
Yeah,
where there's like I fucking out. Those are the ones where like the other demons are like, dude, fucking chill out, man. Like chill out. You can't do that shit anymore, man. They'll fucking exercise it so quickly. They know so fast. Yeah, like you, yeah. That's such. It's so obvious.
So they just drop a little, like.
So the good demons are just like, don't be aware of your surroundings at all, and walk slowly. and
don't look at your phone.
And look at and just like don't fuck. Just who cares, man? Don't worry about it.
Smart.
You can't exercise those because you don't know because everyone fucking does it.
Right. Huh.
Are we the? Charlotte, are we the only ones not?
Oh.
Are we the only ones left?
I'm starting to question if I might, because, I mean, I don't do those things all the time.
But, I mean, I don't think I do either, but maybe I do.
I mean, maybe. I'm sure I've walked on the wrong side of an escalator. I'm sure, and I've stopped on the left side and not continued to walk up. Oh, no, Drew. Oh, no.
So, am I the only one left?
Maybe. Save yourself.
Okay. Well.
I guess you should sign up for a class then.
Yeah.
Can anyone take an exorcism class? Or
I'm
just
sure.
A priest?
I'm sure
probably
anyone
not.
Could.
I think you have to be ordained.
I mean, I'm ordained by the internet. No, yeah. Oh, a self-taught exorcist
so
certainly makes errors. It's
a quote. Errors? What kind of errors? They can't make it worse.
Training in deliverance was essential. A self-taught exorcist certainly makes errors. I will say more. It would also take a period of apprenticeship, as happens for many professionals.
Stop it.
Yeah. Nah.
You guys.
You know, hey, got.
You're rich and you're bored. That's what happened there.
Yeah, rich and you're bored.
Oh, it's even worse than poor and bored.
Is it?
No.
It's the same bad.
It's the same bad.
It's all bad. So I guess bored. Bored is
just boredom causes a lot of trouble.
Boredom causes a lot of trouble.
Spaniards.
Guys, figure out something else to do.
Yeah.
With your time. Don't be bored anymore.
That's and don't turn to drugs. If you turn to drugs, don't combine.
If you turn to drugs, don't do like weird stuff. Just do normal shit.
Just do normal shit and one at a time. Just see what it feels like.
Yeah, just do like normal shit once in a while.
Once in a while. When you've got all your responsibilities covered and you got time, you're like, man, maybe I'll go to the park
and make it a
mushrooms.
Reward.
Yeah. Don't make it a punishment.
So really what we've gotten out of this episode is do anything you want, any drug you want, but make it a reward instead.
Yeah. If you want to take bath salts, just like pay your taxes first.
Yeah. Do all the stuff. Make sure that you already don't want to eat someone.
Yeah. And like write it on a note so you can find it later just to remind yourself.
Just already don't want to make a note. And then do the bath salts.
And then do the bath salts.
That's the bottom line, right?
Yeah, basically. Reward yourself.
Just reward yourself, no matter with what it is, especially bath salts. It's the best reward. Do bath salts at the end of the day, not before work.
Not before work, at the end of the day. And next week, crocodile.
Oh, yeah. Let's do crocodile.
I'm super excited.
Oh, girl.
Should I find the garbage link, the garbage news
next
week?
Let's both find it.
Let's both find garbage news. Great.
I mean, I can find the I'll find garbage asshole bullshit news. No problem. But I also, I kind of want to teach you about crocodile without you looking it up.
Yeah, I want to be taught.
So we can reverse it next week.
Great. Let's do it.
Okay.
We got it. Guys,
we're going to reverse it next week. Oh, no.
We're crazy. We're wild.
We understand. Maybe this will finally get you to stop fucking listening to this shit. We are the Not Safe for Words podcast.
Yes.
Please subscribe. Or you probably already are. Maybe. Rate. And review. Give us a shitty review with 5 stars.
Yes.
We love it.
And guys, a new segment coming next week, possibly a Q&A portion of the podcast.
Yeah.
And I set up a Gmail account So you can email us.
Yeah, we have some questions
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fun. We'll answer them.
We will answer
They're
them.
They're not great questions.
And they will not have great answers.
Yeah.
Because we don't care and we do anything we want. The email address, however, is universeheadnsfwp@gmail.com. So hit us up with any comments, questions, pictures, dick pics, bath dick salt pic. Sales, anything yeah, you want.
Anything.
We'll take it all. And it will be, what's that thing you call it when you anonymous, if you want it to be.
Oh, yeah, we'll be anonymous. We won't tell you, we won't say what your name was
yeah.
or anything. We will know.
We will, though.
Because you emailed us. But we won't tell anyone ever. That's a guarantee. Thank you for listening. Charlotte, you are my friend.
Drew, you're my friend.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Goodbye and good night.
And fuck you guys. Bye.
Oh, dear. Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making a killing like massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Right on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, it's a sign of your destiny real. Fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plug in the fool, drift